Okay, but wait. Hello, 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 and welcome. Oh my gosh, moving the mic while talking. Hold. Hold for mic adjustments. You can hear all that. It's like up my nose right now. I don't know how did I do this last time? Crazy. Okay, we're gonna, it's not like directly. Look, it's like kind of moving away. How's this? I'm gonna test this. We're testing. You can move this in. It's kind of fun. Anywho, hope everyone had a good week who's listening. Today I have a couple stories, so I'm gonna see if I can get them all in. I'm starting recording a little late today. This person might have left their mug somewhere and had to walk all the way back to get it because I left it. So that's really fun. If you hear people talking in the background, just ignore it. People are having lively conversations. It's a good time. It's the environment. So today I'm going to start off a little bit differently with a story that I'm working on for a project. I don't think it like says anything, but basically some background for this story. I think I should just like read the story and then tell you about it. I recently got an essay back. It said that I should explain the stuff before going into it and then saying the main points at the end. So maybe I should take that advice and say the main points first. Basically, I was friends with this girl for like 5 years, I want to say. There'll be more details in the thing I'm about to read that I wrote for a competition type thing. So there's this girl that I was friends with a very long time. She basically lived at my house, ate all my food, everything. And then her and the friend that I introduced her to offed me, which really hurt because me and this friend were quite close. I'm giving her a fake name in this. And also the other friend has a fake name. And I saw her recently, which is why I'm bringing this up. I saw her at the club and we didn't say anything. And I really wanted to, though my friend was like, don't say anything. So that was really rough. It was kind of triggering. She's doing really well and I should be happy for her. The little part of me is like, how dare you? And also, why are you not failing without me? Which is so selfish, though. Sometimes that happens. We just have these kinds of feelings. So the way I'm feeling is valid. I'm not going to act on it, which is why I didn't say anything. And I think that's the most important thing we're learning today. This is not going to be as comedic, but we'll try. We'll try to do it. I'm hoping I'm not clipping. Maybe a little bit. Okay. As a 14-year-old friendless musical theater kid, I can't express the joy I felt when I finally met my 12-year-old best friend. We'll call her Becky. In my local production of Hairspray. Though I was devastated by the role of Tracy being stolen from me by a smaller blonde youngin whose mother worked for the company, my hopes were lifted when I started getting closer with Becky. I had no friends. I'm gonna cut in between reading this. I had no friends to preface. I was literally bullied, and so it was just nice to have a friend. She was the blanket to my pillow I had to hold behind that tiny 9-year-old blonde girl's head. Besides my bitterness about this production, when it was over, Becky and I were as close as two friends could be. She basically lived in my house, ate my food, and my father claimed her as his favorite child. Her dad even hated when we hung out because we were so close he thought we were lesbians. So when I went to high school and started to drive, you can imagine how handy this came in for Becky. She had her own Uber and a portable bank account because we shared everything. Eventually, my high school friend, who we'll call Fran, came into the mix, and we went from double trouble to the Three Musketeers. After years of providing access to supplies Becky couldn't have retrieved on her own and rides in a car she didn't have the license for, the friendship was taking a toll. One night in the cottage, some things went down. I was much older. This was like years later. We were older at this point, closer in age gap. I think it was like 15, 17 or something like that. I don't know, but I didn't think too much about it, and then I got a boyfriend shortly after. Becky didn't say much, but she was angry or upset, I think. She wouldn't talk to me about it, and we never talked about that night. Later on, Becky wasn't doing well. We were also on substances during that evening, let me preface. Later on, Becky wasn't doing well mentally. She was in and out of the hospital, and I was quickly moving from friend to counselor, as well as an escape from her home life. In her recovery, Becky had grown up, met friends in the hospital who could get her the substances she wanted, and gone to high school, choosing to hang out with her new friends over me. The jealousy seeped in as I got complaints and tears, and her new friends got the best parts of her joy and laughter we used to share. Becky's dark space became mine as I went for a skateboard ride, helmetless. I fell off and cracked my head nearing the light, driving off to the hospital in an ambulance to get my head stitched. During this time, too, side note, I didn't put this in, there was a lady, this was a really weird day, there was a lady standing over me and she had a baby and she looked at me terrified. And I looked up at her and I was like, it's fine, keep moving. And I gave her like a hand signal to keep moving. And apparently I called my dad twice, which I don't remember at all. And I don't remember like looking at my phone and having any recollection. Though your peep saw the light. I saw the light. Back to the story. Our roles were now reversed because I was in the hospital, not her. And she was doing well and I was not doing well. Becky said she was concerned and would come and visit me, but she chose to have a sleepover with one of her new best friends instead. I sat in my garage the next day, smoking both the physical and emotional pain away, when I kept getting phone calls and hearing bangs on the door. I finally answered and Becky was angry. "Why weren't you answering?" she exclaimed. "I just needed some space," I replied. It was the first time in a while that she came to me. I knew something was wrong. I asked her to sit down so we could talk. With no hugs, no jokes, no. She didn't say like, "I love you, are you okay?" like we used to. She just sulked. I told her I felt used. I opened my heart to her and she couldn't even look at me. Finally, I gained the courage to ask the question I'd been dreading, which is, "If you're only here for the vape, just take it." And she did. I was the friend in need of support that day and all Becky wanted was what she could take from me. Like the giving tree, this little girl had taken me apart into a stump. She had her new friends, and when I had a boyfriend, her and Fran got close. They literally cut me out of the collage I made for them for their birthdays. Time flew by, and I thought they would drift until the curious cat got the best of me and clawed right into my heart as I saw Becky and Fran had gone to Europe together, my literal dream. Heartbroken, but with new friends, I continued to live life with the hole their friendship left in me. As I was out on the town years later, this is recently, I ran into Becky. I missed her so much. Preface, I am the kind of friend where if you stop talking to me and ever decide to come back, I will literally take you back in a heartbeat. Like, I love my homies and people so much. This is why I have relationship problems. As we know, if you've listened to previous episodes about he who shall not be named, who kept coming back around and I kept taking them back, which I have an update on that. That'll be in the next episode. We have a love life update, though I just had to put this little friend episode in here very briefly. I would have took her back. I missed her so much. I wanted to say something, though she didn't even notice I was there. All those years of sleepovers and secrets went down the drain, still sacred to me. Accompanied by a new best friend, I didn't have the courage to speak my last words or get a conversation of closure. "Leave it," she said, and I did. So that reads much better when I read it all together without cutting in, though that's the moral of the story. That's kind of my story for this week about friendship. My deep brief would be, it's hard when you have friends for a really long time and then suddenly lose them. This isn't the first friend that this has happened with. I have another friend that also cut me out for valid reasons during my episode. Actually, she cut me off because of things that I was posting that were very offensive. And when I told her I was in psychosis, she just stopped answering me, though she was my best friend in high school, for all of high school, one of my only closest friends. So that hurt like an MF. That hurt like an MF. I don't know where the beep is. I went through all of these buttons and I can't find the beep. That went through like a... Yeah, so this is a bit of a sadder episode, just talking about lost friendships. I mean, the hope is that I did make new friends. I have made new friends. I actually have a friend now who has also been through psychosis. I've met a couple people who have been through psychosis since this all happened. It would be great to make a community, though it's kind of scary because it's very highly judged, this illness. So I don't really know what else to say about that besides like friendship heartbreaks low-key hurt more. Loki hurt the same, if not more, as regular heartbreaks. And if you're going through a friendship heartbreak, lots of love. You're not alone. Period. I don't even know what to call this one. That's the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Please stay tuned for our next episode where we'll be getting back into my love life because the sun will come out tomorrow. So you gotta hang on till tomorrow. Come what may. Speaking of it, I have to text a boy back right now. BRB. See, people come and go. But you already know. Okay. Lots of love. See you in the next one.